RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
If you're looking for foods rather than medication to lower your cholesterol, well, we've got them here for you, because you know there are statins. There's so many medications now out there to lower cholesterol levels. And even though cholesterol is not necessarily the heart disease culprit, it's always been painted to be, and we're learning more and more about the inflammatory markers that are really the heart disease culprit. Cholesterol can still be a problem for people, certainly with the obesity epidemic that we've got. And people go on these statins and Lipitor and all these things, and then they have side effects, so many side effects. You hear those commercials. Well, they can do, and the guy talks really fast. So we're talking about lowering your cholesterol naturally. Oats, first of all, oatmeal. You've heard this before, but it really, really does work. I've actually tested it, eaten oatmeal for 2 weeks, then had my blood tested, and my cholesterol was lower than before I did. So change up your morning meal. Use oats, oatmeal, good Irish steel-cut oatmeal, so, so good for you. It absorbs LDLs, which your body then excretes. Isn't that so cool? Red wine, rock on. You know I love my wine. So red wine has resveratrol, and it can absolutely help you to lower your cholesterol. You'd be surprised. Salmon, fatty fish, omega-3s, really, really good. You keep hearing about omega-3s in fish oil. Well, they can help lower your cholesterol. Nuts. If you're looking to lower cholesterol, research shows that you can eat a bunch of nuts and that they can lower your cholesterol by 5.4% and your LDL cholesterol by 9%. So that's really great. Tea. They usually talk about green tea as the one that you can use to help lower cholesterol and give you those good antioxidants, but really any tea. It's so, so important, and it's delicious. You can add a little honey and lemon, and then it's cleansing and sweet. Beans. If you eat beans, they have high fiber. They're great for your heart. Chocolate, another good one. Garlic, another good one. We run out of time on these. Olive oil, really good. Spinach, and you know I love avocado. So there's your list of natural cholesterol-lowering foods that you can try and take your next blood test. Try these things for a couple of weeks and see how it responds for you. Really does work better than those medications. Talk to your doctor about it, or Dr. Melanie. I'm not a doctor. Stay tuned.